Lord. Hello, friend. Super excited that you're here. A warm welcome to you. This is the Orgasmic Manifesting Podcast, and I am your host, Ultraloom. Today, I want to talk to you about a couple of things that you let go, that you get to let go, if you ditch the old way of doing things and step into becoming an extraordinary mystic. So, I already talked about this in depthly on my Facebook. I highly encourage you to go watch it. So, if you go to tinyurl.com/ultraloom, you will be able to go there and see my post and see my live. And I share a lot of, you know, awesome things with you. So if you're up for it, I encourage you to do it. Okay. Other than that, I want to tell you about a couple of the things that I was feeling into. What I was really feeling into, it was, you know, the death of marketing for me, at least. Stepping into a whole new vibe, and I've been throwing around the word iconic around today, probably because I saw a post by Marilyn Monroe and because I've also been feeling into this word. And when I think about an icon, and I recently started to watch a series of a fashion designer, and it brings me back to that world because I was in the industry for a couple years, not that long, but I was in the industry and I've been a photographer for over 20 years. And so it brought me back to so many memories of being in that industry, being in that world, how much fun it was, but also how crazy it was because a photographer, and if you, photographers nowadays, I don't even know how they are, but back in the day, they were just artists. They were just crazy. You know, they would have their models do just all kinds of weird, crazy things. They were extraordinary breakthrough thinkers. They were just weren't trying to ultimately lead or create new methodologies and new methods and new ways. They were just breaking the box, right? They were just doing their own thing. And this granted them this. This allowed them to step into this iconic lifestyle, this iconic way of being, which is you just get to create art for you. And it's so forward thinking. It's so mesmerizing and captivating and different that there is no competition. How could there be? You don't even have to call yourself anything. You can just be. How many people do we know? Madonna, Cher, that are just the one name and you know who they are and they are extraordinary. They've become an extraordinary icon. If they weren't extraordinary, they wouldn't be icons, right? Obviously. So I wanted to just kind of touch on a couple of the things that I talked about in my life. And like I said, I highly encourage you to go check it out. It's 40 minutes long. You know I'm long-winded, so do what you can. But realize that this information is information that I know. This is information I'm applying. These are the steps I'm taking. Now, you can come with me and become an icon, but this is what I'm doing. So I'm just being an extraordinary giver, an extravagant giver, and I'm letting you know how I'm doing it because I know that so many of you, like when I do reach this iconic status, so many of you are going to say, oh my God, I loved you since you were peanuts. I loved you and oh my God, you inspired me and oh my God, I wish you could. Oh my God, what's the secret? And I'm going to give you the secret along the way so you can do it with me, whether you give me any money or not. Doesn't matter to me. I'm going. I've broken out of the mindset of following the trends and I am trailblazing something that does not need a name because it has not been invented. I am the creator here. I am the artist here. It is my art. I get to do it in a way that feels pleasing and savoring to me. unique to me. It gets to be like something no one has ever done. I mean, when I think of Marilyn Monroe, there wasn't one before her. And then you've had some imitations thereafter, but that's okay. When I think of Elvis Presley, there was no one like him. There's some people that are icons because there is no competition. They're incomparable. There's nothing that you can be like, well, he's a good actor, she's a good actor. You're just like, yeah, but that's Marilyn Monroe. Like, that's it. Like, that's Marilyn Monroe. It just a step so above a competitive world. That doesn't matter anymore. So some of the things that I was really into is that I wanted to share with you really quickly was some of the things you get to not do anymore, some things you get to ignore, some things you get to let them fall away. You don't need these at all. And then I'm going to give you three things that you can have to begin the process of becoming iconic. And I have three steps, but it's really four. But I'll give you the first step right now. You have to decide. And this is not a decision that comes from like, oh, I'm going to be somebody and I'm going to show everybody. A trailblazer, right? A person who's innovative, forward thinking, ahead of their time. They know also that they're ahead of their time. They're not creating art to be a leader. They're in their world. They're making beauty that they want to see. They're making the art that feels their breath with powerful emotion. So, here's some of the things that you get to ignore. You get to go and become spectacular, become an extraordinary mystic and leader and whatever you want to call yourself. But we're really dropping this sense of leadership. Because in the world of oneness, of non-duality, in the spiritual world, in the mystic, the true extraordinary mystic, knows that there is no good and bad, poor or rich, hot and cold. It is one thing. It is one vibration moving at different speeds, taking different shapes. It is one thing. So in that world of oneness, like, you get to just choose. You get to just have. You get to just decide. It's available. And so many people have been saying it recently, but I will be another one and I'm going to chime in. It's available now. What kind of a cruel joke would we be playing on ourselves all the time if we had dreams that we couldn't achieve? Every single dream that you have, you can achieve. I promise you that, because if it wasn't achievable for you, it wouldn't have been revealed to you. It wouldn't have been given to you. It wouldn't have been presented to you. It wouldn't have been, you know, imagined in your mind. Because I can't think for you. I can't walk around and look at you and be like, oh, I want her to be rich. I want her to be a millionaire. I want her to have a good life. That is only a dream you can dream. So here's some of the things you get to ignore. If you want to be a breakthrough thinker, if you are a trailblazer, if you're not a leader, because you're not trying to. It has nothing to do with this sense of leadership, because in this world of oneness, you are deciding that there is no hierarchy between people. And the term of leadership means I'm going to do something, and if you do it like me, you will be like me and you'll have my success too. And we all know that that's not true, because that for someone to do exactly what you did to be successful, they also have to think exactly like you. And no one, even people who think similar to you, no one thinks identical just like you. No one can be replicatable to that degree, because you are unique. You're a work of art. The universe gave you specific voice, body, shape, sound, feeling, emotions, the combination, the consciousness spit you out. Unique, a work of art, individual, like no one else. So you get to give up market validation. Why? Well, if you get to give up validation in your spiritual world, then you get to give up market validation. It's silly. I already talking about the quote from Steve Jobs, where he mentions that if you ask the customers what they want, by the time that you build it, they want something else. They want something new. And if you really want to become iconic, I have another quote for you. You need the kind of objectivity that makes you forget that everything you heard, you got to clear the table and do a factual study like a scientist would. Meaning, you got a dream inside of you. You get to obsess with that dream. You get to look at it. You get to dissect it. You get to experiment. You get to be the scientist of that dream and say, how do I make this happen? What if I do this? What if I do this other thing? What if I do this other thing? And you get to experiment. You get to be the creator. You get to be the painter. You get to be the artist of your life. So you get to give up market validation. If you have to give up validation to enter into this spiritual, this oneness and knowing that there's nothing outside of you, it's all within. You don't need external validation. You fucking don't need market validation either. It's absurd. What you also don't need is to sell all the time, sell, a sales machine. Now, I want you to sit back, and if you're getting a little bit triggered and you're getting a little bit offended, I want you to do something really simple. Just stop listening and go listen to someone that thinks like you. That's it. Because I'm not here trying to offend you. I'm here trying to liberate you, right? I'm here trying to find those that think like this, who are trailblazers, who are not trying to be leaders because they want to win some popularity, Instagram influencer perspective of themselves. That could, if that's you, then go. That's awesome. I admire. There's a lot of people out there that are leaders that I admire. I do, a lot of them. But if you're the breakthrough thinker, if you're light years ahead of your time, you're probably finding relief in this. Selling. I don't want to do that. It doesn't feel good. And the icons of the world in fashion, the icons of the world in entertainment, the icons in the world in politics, the icons of the world in humanitarianism, is that a word? In humanitarians? Like those people are not selling, begging, they're doing their work. They're being humanitarians. They're being artists. They're being. And they're not being the change they want to see. They're just being. Of course you want to be the change you want to see. That's a really good motto, but we've heard that so much that people don't even pay attention. People don't even listen. It doesn't even mean anything. It doesn't resonate. It doesn't touch the hearts of people. It's lost its potency. But you are not here to sell. Unless you want to. And I love to sell. I love selling. Oh my God. I love selling. It's so fun. And it's so richly rewarding. Now, it's been really hard for me to sell myself. And that's a whole different story. But when it comes to sales, oh my God. Give me a program. Give me a person. Give me a product. It's like someone, I heard someone say, you can sell spots to a leopard, something like that, or ice to an Eskimo. Those little quotes. I love it. It's so much fun. It's so much fun to engage in the exchange of the information and answer the questions and get excited about what they can be experiencing and really getting excited about getting paid, getting that transfer of money. Or even if it's in a job, I might not get paid the money, cash hand money, but I get the credit of like, oh my God, she closed a huge client. Like I remember getting a message from my boss at the time and she's like, you closed this client. How did you do that? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't have a strategy or a method. I was just honest, sincere. Okay, but what did you say? Because he was really on the fence. And then after you spoke, he didn't even do the payment plan. He paid cash in full. Okay, well, let me just say if I can say what I said already, because I already told you. I didn't know what I said. I was just myself. I was just honest and sincere along the lines of I am doing the program. It's a great program. It's transformative. But I was like, but you can't make me sell that unless I believe that. So I wasn't selling him. I was just telling him about my experience. But it was real. It was true and real for me. So there was no effort and there was no convincing and there was no ultimately trying to influence, but I was influential. I was influential because I was convicted, because I was speaking the truth about my experience and what's possible for him. So this idea of selling, it just really comes from just a marketing perspective. This comes from the mindset of like that push-pull market. This comes from a numbers game. If you are playing like this, like if you're just like, well, you know, if it's 100 people and 10% buy, then I can make this much money. And that's, I think that is a little bit of an archaic. If you have the power of the universe at your command, you should not be bothering with these little things that we do, or the distractions. You don't need to be selling. I was really feeling into selling my programs recently, and I was talking to Spirit about it. And I was like, well, I got to sell this program. And then it's like, but I don't feel inspired to sell the program right now. It's like, well, don't sell the program right now. And it was like, but I worked so hard on it. But so what? Did you derive any pleasure from creation? Remember, I'm a creator. I'm an artist. I need to be painting or singing or dancing or doing something, you know, some type of art and some type of creation. It's like, well, did you enjoy it? Did you learn? Did you grow? Can you create a program that's so amazing and wonderful for you? Right? Can you practice that non-attachment? Because the attachment you had to the program was that you were going to create this program for someone else. But if you would have just thought about it, I'm making this program for me, and you would have just played the program, then that would have been that. But that's what you got. You did this program for you, and it worked for you. And one of the things that was really important was that it was just like everything that I've done comes with the promise of money coming to me, but it never comes with the promise that money's coming to me through my art. And that was really hard for me to get. It's like, well, I want to make money, but I want it to come from this direction. And because Spirit is like, okay, that's not how it gets to work. Because if it works like that, it validates that hard work is what's making the work, and it's not true. So Spirit had to get me to this place of hard work and not working, just to prove that hard work is not the thing that's doing it. You can sit there going on, you know, your social media, you can do all the things and sell, and then you'll get some sales and you'll get the percentage and you'll do all that. But that's not what icons do. I have right now, I'm looking at a print of Marilyn Monroe that I've had. It's a limited edition, and I don't know how much money I paid for it, but I normally, if it's not displayed somewhere, it is in a protective sleeve, and it's a Frank Worth Estate something. It has a stamp. It's legit. It's a collector's item. I didn't get that from a sale, a bargain. When that came into my path of awareness, I bought it because it was iconic. Because when I saw the picture and I saw the expression, and if I can describe it, she's sitting on the chair. She has one leg kicked up in the air and she's smiling and she's tying her shoe. I felt like her personality and my personality are similar. I felt that this image, when I look at it, I can absorb some of that magic that she had. Because she was an icon. And she wasn't selling. She was the vibe. She was it. Another thing you need to, you get to let go is babysitting. And by that I mean you don't have to have a community. I just for so long wanted to make a community but didn't want to make it, right? I wanted to make it because I'm like, oh my God, that's what I thought I needed to do. And even now, you'll have a bunch of people who are like, you don't need a community. Borrow other people's audience. Well, there's value in that too, but that's just another thing. Like, you get to let go of community, of babysitting, of looking for people with communities. Like, you just get to drop that all together. I was doing a challenge to good Facebook Live for like 30 days. And then I joined a class. It's called Camera Culture by Eunice. It's an excellent program. I highly recommend it. But I didn't even know it was going to be in the program because it was a bonus from another investment that I made into Eunice. And it's been really life transformative. It's been very like eye-opening. And we committed, the people in the group committed to 9 days. And I was just like, oh my God, like that's nothing. I committed to 30 days. But it's 9 days through applying some of the stuff, which is, you know, it's challenging and it stretches you to the edges of what you thought was an issue that maybe is not an issue, or an issue that you thought wasn't an issue that is still an issue. And what I realized through going live every day is that I actually really don't want to do this. And it's important. And it's important to do something and come to the understanding, am I in resistance because of some insecurity? Am I in resistance because, oh my God, like, this is the thing I need to do and I'm afraid? Or am I resisting this because that greater part of me knows that this is not the thing for me? And now here's the cleverness. Here's the key of being an extraordinary mystic. Without having an extraordinary relationship to God, an extraordinary relationship to yourself, you wouldn't have access to the discernment that comes from deep diving into your soul. You wouldn't have the discernment. So you will feel the angst, you feel the resistance, and you wouldn't know if this resistance is speaking to you from a place of insecurity, of something you have to overcome, or if the resistance is like, hey, not this way. Don't worry about this. You don't need this. You don't know if the resistance is God keeping you from something or fear keeping you from something, right? You don't know, because discernment only comes through a deep quality relationship with your soul. The quality of your internal life is displayed through your external life. You want to know if someone is happy? Look at their external life. You want to know if someone has money? Look at their external life. We can see in the physical reality the manifested thoughts, our own and other people's. No more having to create a community, nurture a group of people, babysitting, being this leader, this person who has the answers for everyone else. Another thing I touched on was the solo, being the solopreneur, you know, and just finding so much, like, what I find, I've seen some people who are just like, well, why would I pay a photographer when I can have my boyfriend take my photos? Well, why would I? And that, because I'm a photographer, that's offensive. Because your boyfriend is not a photographer, number one. Because your boyfriend is your boyfriend, number one. Number two. Number three, it's not professional. Number four, I thought you had money. What, you broke? Like, what's going on here? Like, what are you? And I want to tell you, yeah, maybe a $3,000 package for a photo, maybe that's outstretched. Maybe that's a lot. But then that means it's not for you. It's not for you yet. And yeah, maybe you need to be telling your boyfriend or yourself to take selfies. And that's okay. That's where you're at. You're going to have to be okay with where you're at. But if you want to stop this being in this old paradigm, this old way of marketing, you're just going to have to be okay with dropping all this stuff, because as a work of art, you don't have rules. There is no rule that this art is better than this other, that this one artist is more talented. That art is something that can't even really be defined. Let's look it up. Art. The definition of art. It's the expression or application of human creative skills and imagination, typically in a visual form, such as painting or sculpture, producing work to be appreciated primarily for its beauty or for its emotional power. That's amazing. I've never really read it because I've been such an artist for a long time that it's just my world. It's not something I need to define. I just know it. You know, I just feel it. And it's a diverse range of human activities. It's so amazing. It's an expression of creative skills and imagination, beauty, and emotional power. The power behind emotions, the power behind beauty. So one of the things that I really started feeling into was the solopreneurs. I can do it all. I can do this. I can do that. I can do the other thing. One of the things that I love the most is collaboration with creatives, with geniuses. When I was the head photographer at Dillard's many, many moons ago, I loved sitting around the table with the three graphic designers and the creative director and the VP of marketing and 10 fashion buyers. Even though it wasn't 10, it was like, I don't know, 50, maybe 20. Even though it was chaotic sometimes, but the ideas that were coming, that they were rolling off, and I got to sit at these meetings because as the photographer who was shooting all the catalogs, the photographer who was shooting all the ads, I needed to not just know what the pieces look like or what the models look like, but the feeling, the sales, the target market. Was it Mother's Day? Because that's going to have a different feeling that I'm going to have to evoke. It's not just as simple as grabbing a camera and snapping some pictures, right? Sell, sell, sell. So this idea of being the solopreneur, I can do it all, it doesn't mean that you can't, right? It doesn't mean that you're not able to. I have so many examples of people. One of my best clients, she went through my program called Premium Bitch, and that teaches you how to be a bad bitch and be premium. Like, I think sometimes we don't know that we can do that. And one of the things that you primarily learn in this program is how to brand yourself and how to be self-sufficient, right? Because I know and I understand not everybody can go and hire, you know, an amazing web designer, an amazing photographer, and all these things. But this program elevates you to that place where you are premium and you figure it out and you know how to do it, and it's quality and it's soulful. Now, the skills that she has from that program, she's used multiple times. Every single time I go on her website, she's got some awesome photo of herself where she looks badass and confident. She's got some beautiful words and pictures and images, and the vibe is there. Because the information, she took it in, she made it her own, it changed her, it transformed her, it gave her skills. But I guarantee you that that's not where she might be now. She might be hiring people. You know, because after all, after you do the website and it's done, it's done. But she's at this point where she's collaborating. She's in masterminds. She has the know-how, but there's no fun in the know-how. It's more fun in the creative space where you let someone who is a genius at creating genius logos, let them do it, and then you can come back and you can pay them, and you enter into this collaborative world with creatives being geniuses, and you don't have to be the genius of everything, and you can focus in your powerful thing. You can focus on your powerful thing, and you can employ other people that are focused on their powerful thing. This is how business was supposed to work out. You were never meant to do it all yourself. It's boring. It is gross. It is not prestigious. It dilutes the potency of what you can bring to the table if you could just accept that you don't got to do it all yourself. And then the second point that I spoke about was that maybe you are at a point where you're just like, well, I'm not alone. I have a couple of PAs and I have some help. These are all yes people. Surround yourself with yes people. Everything you say that's going to come out of your mouth is going to be yes, yes, yes. You love it. It's amazing. It's an amazing idea. And that's fine. And that's okay. But they're not going to challenge your thinking. They're not going to contradict you. They're not going to throw a wrench on the road and see like, hey, think bigger, be more. This is the same old shit you've been doing for years. Let's do something epic. Because these are people you pay. You're literally paying them to say yes to you and just do what you tell them to do. And the last one that I really love is, because I'm a Gemini, I'm always flying off the seat of my pants. I'm always like being the entertainer, like, oh, look at me. You know what I mean? Like, but that's not quality. I've never walked into a high-end restaurant. One of my favorite restaurants is Emeril's Lagasse when it was in Miami. I don't know if it's still there now. But like the quality of the service, the quality of the food. When I walked in, I really was just like, oh my God, if Emeril's here, I'm going to freak out. Oh, and every time, this is so many years ago, and I can still have the experience of the quality and the taste of the food in the form of a memory. You think any of those chefs are not trained? You think any of those chefs are not professional? You think any of them are not taking quality? You think they're just throwing ingredients together and just be like, let's see what happens? Even when they are throwing ingredients together, it is in a detailed quality, methodical process. They are creating art, eatable art. So this flying off the seat of your pan and just being like a wild entertainer, hello, I'm here, I'm live, look at me. You don't have to do that. It's exhausting. You ever wanted to be famous but not an entertainer? It's kind of like, I want to be famous, but I don't want to be an actor. It's because acting is not the only way to be famous, right? But it's like, well, I don't want to be on camera. That's not the type of act. Like, I welcome the experience of fame, but not through acting or whatever. You get to stop being so messy and off-brand and so reckless and call it power. You get to stop being like, I don't feel like it. I'm a badass. I'm a rebel. I'm doing this. You get to stop doing all that. And become intentional and become detailed. See, when you think in this way, when you think and you see yourself as extraordinary, as a piece of art, as God's art, and a mystic is someone that transcends the titles of spiritual, of this and that. So you are just artistic spirit. Your spiritual art as well as physical art. You're both the creation and creator. What kind of art would you craft? What kind of art would you do? Are you going to be the type of art that is, I don't know, at the Dollar General? Or are you at a museum somewhere? And that doesn't mean that your art's going to be $80 million. It could be after you die, maybe. I'm saying, can you hold the space of a gallery? Can you hold that much value in what you do and who you are? Can you feel that connected to God that you don't see yourself outside of that value? And you don't have to be reckless and off-brand and an entertainer. You don't have to be funny or eloquent. You don't have to fly off the seat of your pants. You get to be detailed and you get to pay attention to the quality of who you are. You are your greatest creation, the quality of who you are in your life. Yeah, there's room for a bunch of people to be wild and crazy and free and do that, but very rarely do those people become icons. They become trends, and trends die. So before I let you go, I want to give you these three things that you can start to impact, right? Three things that you can start to create in your life in a more with a more iconic perspective. The trailblazer, you're not trying to lead. You're only creating a path because you have to walk, right? You know when you're walking through some grassy fields and you have to press the grass down because it's really tall so you can walk, and then behind you, there's a path. You're not trying to create a path. You're just walking. Now, it's awesome if you can help some people see the path for themselves, create their own path. You don't ever see, you don't even like the idea of people following your path and doing what you're doing. In my family, my mom, my sister, my daughter, we're always constantly like, why are people so unoriginal? Like, I did this with my style. Next thing I know, everybody in the office is doing it. I've had this complaint from my mom, from my sister, from myself, from my daughter. It's a generational thing. We just become these presence. We become this presence in wherever we are that is contagious. But we're annoyed by it. We're not like, oh, yay, they want to be like me. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's the difference between like being a trailblazer and a breakthrough thinker who is not necessarily interested in being a leader. It's because you're not wanting, you're not actually, that's not alluring for you to be able to imitate you and do what you do and follow you. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that making sense, but it doesn't pull at me. Like, I want to be a leader. I'm the leader. It doesn't pull at me. What pulls, iconic, trailblazer, out of the box. Let me tell you, one of the greatest days of my life was the day I got censored. So that's how icons think. That's what it takes. That's what's required. And I'm not saying that I'm an icon, maybe not by your standards, but in my own standards, I'm the best person I know. I'm so kind and thoughtful, and I'm beautiful, and I'm smart, and I'm kind, and I'm a great mom, and I try really hard at being great at everything else, and I'm good-hearted and good-natured, and I know myself deeply. I feel like the greatest person I know. And some of you might be like, ugh. It's arrogant. How can you believe you're the greatest person in the world? It's like, well, I only know me deeply. I don't know. I can't say you're the greatest person in the world because I don't know you, but I certainly think you should be saying that about yourself. So I want to give you three things to get you going into thinking like a breakthrough thinker, like an extraordinary a person that transcends titles and the bullshit, like a true icon. One, think long term. Think future. Think big. Think huge. Think huge. And every time you get afraid that your dream's too big, dream a bigger one. And replace your fear with a bigger dream and a bigger dream and a bigger dream. And every time you feel fear, you go bigger. Because you're a breakthrough thinker. You're not afraid. You're not trying to have... See, when you don't need followers... You're not afraid of making mistakes because you're not trying for people to do what you're doing. You're just being an experiment. You're just being forward thinking. You're just being an innovator. You're just taking care of you. You're just doing what feels good. You're just creating your art. Two, think evolution. Think upgrading things like Mother Nature, right? Mother Nature took a single cell organism and made trillion cell organisms. Right? Think about how something might start like an amoeba, if that's a thing, and end up as a dolphin somewhere in some timeline, in some weird way. We went from a single cell organism to the most majestic creatures in humans and beyond, the beings that might be all around in other galaxies that we have no idea about. So think like evolution. After all, our computer is just a replica of the human mind. You are already the most extraordinary thing that has ever been created. A human being that can think, talk, create, make, do, procreate. So many things. You can change your name. You can change your gender. You can add things to your body. You can take them away. You can... do so many things just with the power of your intelligence. Think like evolutionary changes. Think like evolution, creating something that has never existed before, creating something majestic and extraordinary. Be a forward thinker. Be okay with being a trailblazer 20, 40, 50, 100 years ahead of your time. Yep, well, that's how it is. And just sit with that and just know the power of becoming an icon. That you don't have to be a trend. That you can take your time because you are about the quality, the details that make your life a work of art. Number three, last but not least, surround yourself by what I call the mad scientist. Surround yourself by creatives, but not just any creatives, not people who are saying, I'm a creative. Surround yourself by creatives, by people who are doing crazy things. They're experimenting with music and art and different mediums, and they're just being, they're just honoring the creative power inside of them. When you decide that you can just be and do and have whatever you want, and it gets to be the way that you need it and want it to be, and when you live with that extraordinary thinking, you stop buying into other people's idea of what success looks like. Success for me looks very different than what I've been pursuing. I publicly apologize to my soul for not paying attention, but I heard it loud and clear. I'm not running a community. I'm not going to be selling. Not going to be asking you or anyone to validate my ideas, my thoughts, my art. I'm not going to do this alone. I'm going to surround myself with the most epic, extraordinary artists and creatives. And I am going to be detailed, intentional, calculated, prestigious. I'm going to do it. That's the way that it feels good for me. I want to become an iconic brand. And I don't want to, you know, I was really feeling into this too. I don't want to have a personality brand. A personality brand is just an influencer. It's just a person. And that makes you make a brand out of you. I'm not my brand. My creations are my creations. When I went to school for fashion design, I wasn't selling me and my quirky personality. I was selling my swimwear, my wedding dresses, my outfits, my designs, my ideas. I wasn't selling my body. I was fitting your body, the person out there that was going to wear my clothes. I was worried about the fit. It needed to fit great. It needed to look great. It needed to feel great. It needed to be at a price point that made you feel like this was of value. This was expensive. I wasn't worried about all the other stuff. I wanted to be the best designer. I wanted to be the best photographer. And when we think about being like the best coach and the best mentor, the only reason we don't allow ourselves to go there is because we feel we are inundated in a world of coaches, mentors, teachers, and then so many all around. But here's the deal. It's because you're in the competition with them. Because you're out there, but down there in the world. And when you become an artist of your soul, from your heart, unlimited, you rise above that and no one can touch you. You can never compare, a purse from Target to, you know, I don't know what I'm thinking of, what purse. You can never compare to like a Birla or something like that. You know, not only in the price. Maybe you pay $40, $50, $60, even $100 at Target or $20 at Walmart. But $20,000, $10,000, $5,000 for a bag? Why would anyone do that? Well, some people will try to convince you that, oh, well, it lasts forever and this and that and the other. But the truth is that we all want a piece of something that is prestigious and exclusive and that no one else can have. And that's you. You are something no one else can have. And I need you to start walking around like you are a work of art, because you are. And anyways, I thought this was going to be short, but of course, it is never short. I am so happy that you sat through this with me. I hope you got something out of it. In the meantime, I want to invite you to A League of Extraordinary Mystics. It's an invitation for you to just drop the nonsense and step into this level of... There's just no words for what you'll be able to step into. You drop competition, you drop comparison. Those things do not affect you anymore. And let me tell you, it's wild because I had been stepping into this comparison and it was so crazy because it was simply because I was just being a follower. I was being a follower and I didn't even know it. Until I stopped following. My spiritual mentor today said, you know, you got to stand. You got to stand and know that you're not moving. So then when you see things all around you moving, you know it is not you moving. It is them moving. And you just stand. And you hold on to the truth, to your vision. And you know that the truth is what is still. There's knowing. So the truth is within you. You are still. Stop running around. Stop chasing. Stop doing. Join the League of Extraordinary Mystics and become a breakthrough thinker. I can't even say become. Unleash the breakthrough thinker that you already are. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.